When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Vince says, hey, Ben and Kelly, wanted to run this by you too.
Mm-hmm.
I injured my back at work 3 months ago.
Oh.
Can barely walk. Physical intimacy with my girlfriend's definitely been off the table.
Gotcha.
That's why I was shocked when I found a negative pregnancy test in our bathroom trash over the weekend.
Okay.
I asked my girlfriend about it. She said it was her sister's, but her sister has been out of town for 3 weeks.
Okay.
We change our trash at least once a week. Is there any other explanation outside of my girlfriend cheating on me for her to be taking a pregnancy test? Is this enough proof to break up?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, his mind definitely went there.
Yeah, okay. So there's a couple of things that emerged for me as red flags, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A, the pregnancy test, when there wasn't a reason for her to take it.
Sure.
With Vince. Second of all, she said it was her sister's.
That didn't check out.
Sister was out of town. So okay. that's a lie now. So why
we
is
think.
She...
Yeah, we think, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be truthful.
Right.
So why are we lying?
Mm.
That's the biggest problem I have with this. Why are we lying about whose that is? Because it's clearly not the sister's.
Is she going to be dumb enough if she just to leave it in the trash that they both use on the top, apparently?
That is a good point to the sister story, but the sister's not here. That's my problem with it.
I can't.
I would totally believe the sister story if sister was around and had been at the house.
So I kind of think women are more cunning than that. Like to leave evidence in plain sight, unless she wants to be caught and is using that as a, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry that this all happened to your back and everything, but there were problems.
I found that guy.
There were problems before this, and I've used this as an opportunity to move on. You know, unless she's wanting to get caught. Like, I can't see a woman leaving evidence like that in plain sight.
You would think if she does not want him to know she's taking a pregnancy test because knowing it wouldn't be because of him.
Right.
You would think she'd be more careful.
But then
why are we lying about whose it is?
Maybe it's one of her friends. Maybe it's his sister's. Who knows?
We need to ask Vince if he has a sister.
Yeah, Vince, do you have a sister?
Do you have a sister, Vince?
And the sister came to your girlfriend because she didn't know what to do.
Right?
And she was worried and she was talking about...
There could be that explanation.
Yeah. And so she didn't want to sit there and go, oh, hey, by the way, your sister's having sex. And so, you know, she was worried that she's maybe pregnant.
Vince, do you have a sister?
Right. So could have been that.
We're going to need Vince to answer us about
hey,
that.
Vince,
I feel like
Vince,
we
got
can
some
move
questions.
Forward.
We got some questions. I'm trying hard to give the benefit of the doubt to
I know.
The girlfriend.
It looks bad, though.
I know. And you've weighed some pretty... You've made some good
points.
Yes, you made some really solid points. So would love to hear your take on this, especially if, I don't know, is he turning a blind eye to something that's glaring him right in the face?
Vince texted. He doesn't have a sister.
Okay.
Are we still giving the benefit of the doubt?
All right, 502.
Or was all of that hinging on Vince having a sister? Now that we know he doesn't have a sister.
Well, I was... Maybe it's his mom.
Okay.
maybe it's his mom.
Okay.
And it's really awkward.
Vince, do you have a mom?
Do you have a mom, Vince? All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. You got a story about something like this, turning the blind eye, and then it either being positive or negative for you? Let us know, because anything can help now, because Kelly and I are just tossing out speculation, right?
Yes, that's where we're at.
Yep, group therapy. We'll get to those stories next. So group therapy is all about Vince and the situation he finds himself in with a negative pregnancy test in the bathroom trash. His girlfriend and he haven't been together for about 3 months because he's been laid up with a back injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, is this... Should I be worried about this? Do I need to just break up with her? What's the deal?
Again, I'm a little worried about the fact that she lied that it was her sister's and the sister's been away for 3 weeks. Lisa says maybe the girlfriend's trying to protect a friend who is having an affair.
See, I thought sister. Maybe that is the case.
But Vince has no sister.
No, Vince does not have a sister. And
but Lisa says, let's be honest, that's her test.
Oh, God. There are a lot of people that are like, hey, trust your gut. You already know the answer. Other people rolling in. You don't need proof to actually break up with someone. If you want to break up with her over this, you probably have already been thinking about breaking up with her.
Yeah. At least it's, at the very least, it's been planting seeds of doubt on now, whether you can trust her.
Now, in her defense, our listener East rolls in and says, some women don't get morning sickness until they're a lot further along. And if Vince and his girlfriend were intimate before he got injured, it theoretically could have been hers because of him, because she didn't realize that she could have even potentially have been pregnant.
Okay.
And she says if she's like me,
the timeline could still line
up. Yeah, she has irregular cycles.
Okay.
And missing a month isn't much to phase E, our listener. Because it happens more frequently than not. So if she's regular, then it might not have, she might not have realized that she was late for a reason or another.
Yes. So Amber's kind of saying the same thing. I'm going to offer an alternative answer here. 3 months is a long time, but a lot of women don't realize something's up until around that time. I feel like, especially if they aren't expecting it.
Mm.
Also, she may be a paranoid weirdo. Take a test the minute she feels anything off, no matter how impossible it seems. If you want to break up, that's your prerogative. But if you have no other reasons to suspect anything, maybe try talking to her first.
Well, he did try talking to her.
Right. And gave the sister story.
Yeah, she gave the sister story. But maybe you go back to it.
Right.
And say, my mind just can't, like, get past this.
Mainly because your sister's been gone.
Yeah. So who is it really?
Right.
I mean, you could just say, I know it's not my sister's. So I need to know who this is. So I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, I mean, my wife and I have had scares where it's been weeks and we're like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. and you know, I mean, no.
You rolled the dice for many, 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 many years.
Kelly, I'm still rolling the dice.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly, I'm still rolling the dice.
What is the matter with you? What is the matter with you?
You know what? I mean, hey.
I can send you to a doctor that my husband went to for the snip.
At this point,
let's get the snip.
We don't need to do that.
We do need the snip snip. I feel like at this point, do you want to welcome a baby into your family? You have two girls in college and another one going into eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, do
it's
we
all
need
true.
To add a baby into that?
No, we
okay,
don't.
Okay, then let's
we
do
don't.
The snip snip. I'll give you a doctor.
Listen, at this point, I don't need to.
At this point, you don't need to?
I don't need to.
It sounds like you're still a virile young man.
And I am.
So,
how about that, ladies? Sorry. Sorry, I'm taken.
I can't.
I'm just saying.
I can't.
We figured it out after so many years.
Oh, great. That's great. After how many scares?
A lot of scares.
Okay.
A lot of.
All right.
A lot of. I'm just saying, could be one of those where, you know.
Okay. All right. Where were we at again?
I think
Vince.
I.
we're talking about Vince.
I think
Brandon's
we
like,
need...
I didn't even know this was allowed on the radio. I'm cackling. This is Health Corner. There's this health corner. We're just trying to talk about healthy alternatives.
Not necessarily alternatives.
I'm just saying I can help give you more of a guarantee.
I don't
want to keep rolling the dice.
Hey, you know what? I've come this far rolling the dice.
Okay.
We're fine.
You're fine. You're fine.
It's good for the bit.
You're fine until you're not fine.
It's good for the bit.
Oh, my gosh. You guys make me so nervous.
All right. Anyways. Yeah, Vince, good luck with that. I don't know.
We don't know.
Good luck with that.
I think the conversation. Tell us how that goes.
More information needs to be known.
Okay.
All right.
If we could get a hold of Vince's girlfriend's sister. too. Did we chat with her too? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if Vince's girlfriend has a sister also.
Well, that was it. She was saying that was my sister, but she's been gone.
Yeah.
Vince doesn't have a sister.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. All right. Anyways. All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. We're all invested.
We're washing our hands of it.
Can we follow up with you over the weekend?
Oh, over the weekend. Yeah, okay, so we need to put a little timeline.
Can we follow up with you on Monday?
Vince, have another conversation.
Yeah. Have that conversation, this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to this. Put a pin in it.
Okay.
And circle back to it on Monday.
We're also going to circle back to Ben getting a vasectomy.
Listen, I don't need one. We're good. All right, anyways, that's group therapy.